Writer and documentary filmmaker David Holthouse has covered a lot of dangerous, interesting stories, including during a stint at Phoenix New Times in the mid to late 90s.
I've been a journalist for about 25 years, embedding with street gangs, going undercover as a neo-Nazi skinhead. And I'm going to tell you the craziest story I've ever heard.
His latest project is a documentary series, now streaming on Hulu, called Sasquatch. It's a true crime story centering on a 25-year-old unsolved triple homicide in Northern California that rumor had it was committed by Bigfoot. I spoke with Holthouse earlier and asked, without giving anything away, what drew him to the story.
Well, what drew me to this story was actually the director, Joshua Fay. He'd become a fan of a podcast called Sasquatch Chronicles, and he hit me up out of the blue, and he was basically, dude, if we could find some sort of true crime story with a Sasquatch angle, that would be a hell of a show. And as soon as I got that text from him, I immediately flashed on this incident where I'd been working on a weed farm in northern Mendocino County in the early 90s, and had heard this legend that was going around about how three guys had been torn apart, killed by a Sasquatch, a mythical creature, on a weed farm way back up in the Redwoods in northern Mendo County. And I'd always thought, like, if there was anything to that, it wasn't a Bigfoot, right? But there was something about the way I was hearing this story that made me think that there might have been an actual murder at the core of it. So the first step in the show, or before it was a show, rather, to figure out whether it was a viable concept, was for me to get a hold of as many people as I could that had worked in the weed game in Northern California during that era, and find out, you know, if there were any other people who'd heard a similar story or versions of that same tale, if you will. And it took some doing, but did sort of hook into a social group of growers who not only had heard that story, had heard the Bigfoot version of that story, but at least had some leads on what may or may not have been the actual triple homicide at the heart of it. In other words, they knew a bit more about how that Bigfoot story had gotten started.
Did the fact that you had spent some time up there previously help you at all?
It did. I could speak the language a bit, and I could talk knowledgeably about the weed business and how the weed business has changed from the 80s and 90s to today. I was up there, and when I was up there working on weed farms, and again, this is fall harvest season of 93, which is a particularly dangerous time then and still is now. This is the time of the full-on militarization of the war on drugs.
So does the fact that things have changed since then, marijuana is legal now in places like California and Arizona recreationally, has that changed the situation? Has it made it any less dangerous than it was?
No, I think to the contrary, it may have even made it more dangerous, because the price per pound of marijuana has been driven so low that the small-time growers up in the Emerald Triangle, you know, it's hard times for a lot of them up there. I mean, these aren't the flush days of the 90s of $5,000, $6,000 a pound for Northern California weed on the East Coast. I mean, that was all black market, obviously. But the legalization of cannabis, marijuana, call it what you will, has driven the price down and has made a lot of people desperate. And desperation translates to danger, especially when you're talking about a world that was never a safe underworld to begin with. Right? I mean, there's violence has always settled disputes up there, and there have always been armed ripoffs. And that continues to this day just as much as ever.
What surprised you the most about that underworld?
Well, I guess the level of violence, you know, and the casualness with which people in that world talk about violence, you know.
So again, without any spoilers or giving anything away, based on your reporting, were you able to get to the bottom of what happened with that triple homicide? Like, do you have a better sense now of what happened than before you started?
I think so. I think I know exactly what happened and why. And it was motivated by greed, which is probably the most common motive for murder in the Emerald Triangle. But I'll tell you, one thing I found out pretty quickly and the hard way is that you go around asking about unsolved triple homicides or unreported triple homicides from the early 90s in that part of the world, and you pretty quickly find yourself on the trail of several. Okay? So I think that I know what happened in at least three different triple homicides that happened in harvest season 1993 or 1992, right? Sometimes they're a little confused on the years. But yeah, in terms of like the origin of a legend, if you will, that three men were torn apart by a Sasquatch on a weed farm in the fall of 1993, I think I know what happened. I think I know who killed those men and why, and exactly how it is that the rumor got started that Bigfoot did it.
One of the things that was so fascinating to me and in watching the trailer, and I don't know if it was you who said it or one of your sources who said it, but you basically, in this part of California, have hippies listening to the Grateful Dead and packing AR-15s. Like, it's such a juxtaposition of, I guess, like attributes that you would not expect to find in one person.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been like back to the landers, like what you would call hippies, right, up there. That's been the case since the late 60s, and there still are those people up there. What happened in the 80s is that, again, the price of weed started to go so high that there was so much money involved that a sort of darker criminal element started to come in, one that was motivated primarily by profit, making as much money as they can, quickly as they can. And they made the scene more violent. So it's like the back to the land hippies are still up there. They've always been up there. Like, people that I think have genuinely good hearts are still up there, and they're growing weed to pay for a way of life that's nonconformist and sort of back to basics. But even they have to carry guns these days, because if they don't, they'll get ripped off.
That is documentary filmmaker David Holthaus. His new project is called Sasquatch. It is streaming now on Hulu. David, really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.